Welcome to the Three-Way Mirror Podcast, a reflection of the thoughts and insight on anything and everything from three lifelong best friends. I'm Samantha.
I'm Kylie.
I'm Brianna, and today happiness begins because we're talking about one of our favorite subjects of all time, the Jonas Brothers. As many of you already know, they released a documentary earlier last week, and their new album, Happiness Begins, dropped last Friday. I can say that this was the ultimate fangirl moment for me. I've been waiting for a new album for 10 years, and it's 2019, and I'm listening to new Jonas Brothers music. And my initial reaction, I definitely did cry. But I ultimately just, I adore this album. I just love it as a whole. And I just want to know what you guys think.
So, same. This album definitely didn't disappoint. And they just really put their all into this album. They knew they had to make a strong comeback. They needed to really just put it all out there, put out an amazing, insane album, and they did it. And it's awesome, and I hope everyone loves it. And I hope they're proud of what they've done.
Me too. Yeah, I remember I woke up and I was like getting ready for work, and I just had like a bunch of messages from you guys in our group chat just talking about each song, and like, because I guess y'all had already listened to it. And you were just like, I just was reading it and I was like, oh gosh, I can't wait to listen. Like, you guys are getting me so pumped to listen to it. And I wasn't even there yet. And then like, as soon as I started listening to it, just every single song was just good. I loved every single second of each song as I was listening to it. And it's just crazy. Like you said, it's 2019. We just haven't heard any new music in so long that it was just good to hear one, new music in general, just some new stuff, and then for it to be them, it's just crazy, and it was so good. Every song is just so good. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, I think, obviously, I've already said my piece, but I feel the same way as far as excitement goes. Like, this whole build-up to the album release, and I've just been talking about it nonstop, probably the most annoying person ever for people. And everyone I talk to, I'm like, oh my god, the Jonas Brothers are back together. Like, did you know? seriously, like, it's taken over my life again. I feel 14 years old again. So, but yeah, I love it. I'm just excited that it's here, and I wanted to know what your guys's. Well, I know we said top two, but top five I think is gonna work for us, right? Because there's too many. The way we've been talking about it, I feel like there's way too many songs that we love to just choose the top two.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I can, that's fine. So, my top five, because, like, they're all so good, I kind of just, like, chose the ones that the first time I heard them, I either was really dancing to it or really felt something, like, instantly. So, Roller Coaster is probably the top one just because it's such a bop, and I don't know why, but it's just, the beat is so good, and I'm obsessed with it. And then I would have to go with Hesitate because of Joe's emotion. Obviously, it's perfect. He sounds incredible, and you can just, like, you feel it. You don't just hear it. You feel the song. So I like that one a lot. And then the next one Used to Be. That's, like, the third one I heard right out the gate, and I instantly was like, I love that one. Like, there's something about that one. I think it's the beat as well. And then Love Her, because it's just such a catchy tune, and it's so good, and it's just so sweet and kind and just awesome. And then Trust, because there's something about that song that just, it's sexy. There's something about it. It's just, ooh, like, you hear it and you're just like, ooh, that's a good song. Those are my top five. I remember instantly, just, like, those five, I first time I heard them, I was like, ooh, there's something different about those songs for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. My top five is very similar. So I also have Hesitate on there. That's actually my, not like my number one, but it's the song that I can't, like, get out of my head. There's the emotion in it, and just the lyrics and the way Joe sings it. And just, it's overall so good. And I'm like, damn, that's the Jonas Brothers. Like, that's the Jonas Brothers. And I know Joe wrote it with other writers, but it just, it felt like a Jonas Brothers song to me. But you can mm-hmm. feel like the influence from everywhere. Oh, I can't get over it. Like, that song is so good. The next one, Every Single Time. I've literally had that in my head. I'm not going to sing for you guys. I was about to, but I'm not going to do that. Next one, Used to Be. Same reason. That beat, I love the way the inflection in some of the lyrics. The lyric of you thought you could do better, so do better. Just, I don't know what it is. That's such a simple line, but the way it's delivered, and just, and the beat, and just everything about it. Like, every time I hear that line, I'm like, oh, yes. Like, what it is. I just love it so much. Roller Coaster as well. Same thing. It's such, like, it's so good. It just sounds good. And the minute I heard 2 a.m. Happiness Begins, like, just, like, mm-hmm. everything, I was like, oh, like, that's it. Like, and the lyrics and everything, and I feel like it's perfect, like, culmination of, like, where they are now and where they were before as far as it within the lyrics, like, how their story went, I guess, which I think is why they have used it in, like, promotional stuff as well. So, mm-hmm. and then Strangers is rounds out my top five because it reminds me of, like, their 2009.
Yes!
Reminds me of Lies, Vines, and Trying Times. Like, it just, oh my god, it's, that song just, I hear it and I'm like, yes! Like, that, I'm like, that's the freaking Jonas Brothers right there. Like, it takes me back. And not that I don't love, like, the newer sounds that combine, like, DNCE and Nick's sound, but that song, I hear it and I'm like, hell yeah! Like, like, I love that song so much. So that rounds out my top five. Yes, as you can see, we're very passionate about this.
Yeah, and I don't want to be too repetitive because, I mean, we all pretty much, we have the same songs in the top. Hesitate, Adore, absolutely love. It's so beautiful. And one thing I love about Hesitate is, well, okay, just say with this song, is one of my one of their old songs that just made me feel different was their song Sorry, and Nick's emotion in that song is probably one of the rawest emotions in a song that I have ever heard. The wrath, you can feel the hurt in his voice. Uh-huh. It is just a beautiful, yes, it's sad, but it's a beautiful song. It's a beautifully written song. I love how it's so simple. And I feel like Hesitate kind of, it doesn't mirror it. It's not the same, but I love how Joe now has a song where he's able to give his full raw emotions and just show a softer side of him. Like, we know Joe as the crazy, wild, like, kid. Mm-hmm. And I like that we get to see a more stripped down version of him. So, adore that song. Strangers, same thing. Literally reminds me of them, of what I remember from them. And I that is probably so far my number one most played song right now. I was blasting in the living room with my son and we were dancing to it. It was so much fun. Love it. Every Single Time, love. Used to Be, love. And Trust, when that beat drops, love, 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 love. Ooh. And honestly, I know we've all heard Cool and Sucker, but those are such tunes. They are just the ones you throw on in the car. They are such a jam. You blast it, and it's just amazing. They're just great. Love it all.
Like, I didn't think about Cool and Sucker, but, like, you're right. Like, when I'm just, like, in a good mood and I just want to listen to a good song, if I want, like, an upbeat one, I'll put Sucker on. I just want to, like, jam. And if I just want to, like, because for work, I drive. And every time I go over, like, this beach bridge, I just put Cool on because it's a summer beach song. And I'm at the beach area and I just want to hear that song when I see the ocean. And it just, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's such a good point. So those are such good songs.
One other thing. I have a little tiny funny story. So obviously that was their second single, and I've heard it, but I haven't heard it like as much as I've heard Sucker, right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So I got off of work Thursday night at 11:30, and the album was already out because it came out East Coast time. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked on the album and I just put it on. So obviously Sucker came on first and then Cool came on next, right? But I live 7 minutes from where I work. So I didn't get to listen. I only listened to 3 songs to begin with. But Sucker was over and I was like, oh yeah, what's the first new song we're gonna hear? Right? And Cool comes on. And for a second I was like, oh my God. I was like, what the heck? I know this. I've heard this song before. They just totally copied someone's song. I'm like, what the heck are they doing? They can't do that. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm stupid. It was 11. I was like, just kidding. That's their song. But straight up, because I was in my head, I was like, what's the first new song we're going to hear? I'm like, I couldn't even like contain myself. And that car, I just my face dropped. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? But yeah. Anyways. That's all.
Yeah,
that's actually hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, so branching off a little bit from their music, we do want to also touch on their documentary that just came out that we were all super excited for, and that also did not disappoint. So who wants to start with that? Who wants to start on the documentary?
I'll go first. Okay. So yes, Chasing Happiness. So I think I watched it before you guys. So yes, I loved it. Like you said, it didn't disappoint. The only thing is the timeline and I've seen this a lot, people talking about it, but the timeline was completely off. And
yeah,
it didn't confuse me because obviously I have like a stupid amount of knowledge about the Jonas Brothers and their career.
Yeah.
But if you're not a fan and you're watching that, it could be very confusing. But I do love like the depths they went into about their backstory. That sounds weird, but their background, how they grew up, and giving us more information about that. It wasn't necessary. Like, they could have totally gone their whole careers without going more into it, but I'm glad they did. I feel like it gives more of an insight of who they were, or who they were, who they are now. And yeah, I love it. And I just wish they had given us more of their time in Cuba, because I know that's where they said they really decided to bring the band back together. And I feel like they have something up their sleeves with that, though. I feel like they're going to release something else with more of that.
Maybe.
Along with their book, maybe. I feel like they might release those at the same time. But I do hope, because I know Nick said that they wrote Jersey, the song in the credits that I'm obsessed with. He said they only wrote it like a month ago, so they couldn't like slap it on the album. But he said it should be, they have something planned. So I just want it to be soon because
we need more.
High quality of that song. Like, I need it replaying in my ears at all times because I'm just obsessed with it. The lyric, just everything, the way they sing it. Jersey, Jonas Brothers. I've been kind of low-key harassing them with a SpongeBob meme on Twitter of SpongeBob holding like a protest sign, and I put Jonas Brothers release Jersey now, and every time they tweet, I like tweeted at them. So Jonas Brothers, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but I'm also not really sorry. Like, please release Jersey now. And that's what I have to say about the documentary. Loved it. John Taylor directing, like, I thought that was so awesome. Like, they've
been so close
with everyone that they, you know, that they started with. Garbo, I'm acting like I know him. Gregory, sorry. I just loved it so much. I loved seeing the clips and everything.
Yeah, I loved seeing like all the footage from like when they were younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like super, like really, really far back. Obviously, we'd seen things when they were younger on like YouTube and stuff, but that far back was just really, really cool, and it was just crazy, and it was awesome. it was just so good. It felt like, I don't even know how to describe it. It felt like we were just learning a little bit more about people we know so much about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just awesome. The timeline, yeah, was a little tricky. I obviously didn't get confused. I was just kind of like, wait, that's not right. That's not that you weren't that old at that point. You knew you were big at that point. But it was just still so cool to see their reaction to things. I loved the part when they're in the car and Kevin's talking to Danielle and both.
That was so cute.
Yeah. And how both Joe and Nick said that was his future wife. And it is. And it's so freaking cute. I love the little things we got to see that we hadn't seen before.
Rocking.
Yeah. There was a lot.
Yeah. It was just
a lot, like a lot of those home videos. Like they, like you said, Brandon, they didn't need to include that stuff, but I love that they did, you know. And I loved, the home videos. Gosh, they were just the cutest things ever. And I love Frankie at the end saying, "I'm their biggest fan." Yeah. Trust me, I'm their biggest fan. I was like, "You are so cute." Like, I just love how much they love each other. And I know they went through a lot, and they went through a lot of hard times, which I also liked that I liked that they didn't tone it down or make it seem like it was not as bad as it was, because I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. I didn't know it was that bad. Like when they were in, you know, talking about like asking each other those questions and stuff. And the one that was like really whoa was, you know, when Kevin was talking about how Joe and Nick took a Jonas Brothers gig.
Yeah.
Without them. And that was the worst moment of his life. That really was just like, oh my gosh. I remember that happening and stuff, but it's different when you hear them say it. And then when Joe came in and, you know, said his thing about, you know, how they were feeling at the time, I just liked that they included that. Because I feel like if they didn't, it could have been like it could have felt like a happier, oh, it was just okay. We just decided we didn't want to do it anymore, and now we do want to do it again. Like, you really saw the struggle of what they went through, and they didn't talk for so long, and they knew if they wanted to get back together, they had to work everything out. I love that they took a year to travel together, and I really feel like they're in it this time, you know? And like they said, they're not in it for the money. They're not in it for – I forget what else Kevin said. He said they're in it to have fun and do something awesome with each other as brothers. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. It's just great. I love it.
Yeah. I think that's a great like foundation for them.
Yeah.
Obviously when they were trying to make it, when they were younger, like obviously they wanted financial stability and they wanted everything that came with that. And they wanted to make it like, you know, they wanted, like, I think Nick said it, his dream was to be on a chart and then they were on the chart and it was like, wow. Just everything about their relationship now, I feel like even in the music, you can hear like how much stronger their relationship is. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Being like a psycho fangirl, but you can feel like how healthy their relationship is now. You can see it in their performances. Like,
yes.
It's like they never left, but at the same time, you can tell that they had that, like that break from each other, from the band life, from everything. And I just, I can't say enough about like how great everything is.
Yeah. And they said that too. They said, you know, all they had known for a bit now was them as a band, as brothers. And I think it was their dad said they had to learn and they had to grow up apart. They had to do their own growing up individually. They needed to split off, grow up on their own, and then, you know, now that they're back, they're stronger than ever. And I think that they definitely needed that, and they definitely, it definitely shows in this album. And
I thought it was so sweet when their dad said, you know, most boy bands or brother bands hate each other, don't talk to each other, but not my sons. That's just the sweetest. You can just see how proud every time he was talking. I mean, not much, obviously, but when he would talk in the documentary, his face, he was just so proud to talk about his sons, and it was just so sweet. And it's just crazy. Yeah, it was awesome.
Can I also say, so obviously, we all know how big of an impact, like, Nick's diabetes diagnosis was on him, his music, like, everything. But I don't think I ever realized, like, the extent it had on his personality.
Yeah.
Like, how much he changed. And, like, seeing the clips of, like, when he was young. And obviously we've seen those, like, from the It's About Time era. We've seen those clips. Mm-hmm. We've seen, like, how happy and hoo-hoo. Like, he was just, like, this cute, like, happy 11, 12, 13-year-old kid. Like, you can mm-hmm. see it. And you can – I can definitely see, like, the shift.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now he seems to be back to that, like, happy-go-lucky.
Happy.
Like, he just seems so happy, and that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, like, he has, like, a big smile on his face, and it's even more, like, evident with his brothers and, like, everything at this point in his life. Like, you can see just how happy it is he is, and it's just awesome. They all just seem so happy, and Kevin and Danielle and their beautiful daughters are just the most precious family I've ever seen. They're so cute. And yeah, I love seeing that little clips too inside, like, with Alina and Valentina. I love seeing, like, Kevin as a dad. And it's just, I loved everything about this documentary.
Yeah.
So I know we wanted to touch a little bit on the Jonas Brothers' old music, not combined with their new music, not comparing it exactly, but just, you know, thoughts about each and just what we think in general overall about their, I guess, discography and that. But before we do that, before we throw it back, I want to throw it back to when we really began our friendship and how the Jonas Brothers relate to that, because it is a huge part of our friendship. So for me, I'm sitting in 7th grade language arts class, and Kylie was sitting in the seat, like, next to me, but there are desks, and we're talking, probably when we weren't supposed to, because we got moved in, like, every single class for talking too much. And she's like, "You like the Jonas Brothers, right?" Or she's like, do you like the Jonas Brothers? I was like, yeah. And at this point, it's like, I feel like it was December of 2007. I know it was, like, late in a year, but, like, the beginning of a school year, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. So I think it was, like, right before a winter break. And she was like, "Do you like the Jonas Brothers?" I was like, yeah. I'm not, like, hugely obsessed, but, yeah, I like them. And she takes out, like, this small little piece of paper, and she starts writing on this. And she goes, "You have to watch this video on YouTube." And it says Jonas Brothers Tai Chi. And this is 2007. YouTube was only, like, 2 years old at that point. Everyone was watching, like, Mad TV skits and that, my little croissant, that video. You guys remember that, right? Can I have your number? Can I have it? Everyone was watching that. And she was like,
"Yeah,
you need to watch this Jonas Brothers video." And I did. And for some reason, that stupid video made me, like, spiral down, like, Jonas Brothers. And from that moment on, like, that really when Kylie and I connected, and just the Jonas Brothers became my whole world at that point. So,
yeah
Jonas Brothers Tai Chi on YouTube, 2007.
Look it up.
That was the end of it all for me, but also the beginning of it all. So, it's funny how things work out, because here we are 12 years later, still best friends, talking about the Jonas Brothers. So.
Still obsessed. I'll throw back even a little bit further from that. So my first kind of realization that these boys were going to take over my life was the summer before 7th grade. I'd heard them before, you know, listened to them. I heard them a couple times on the radio. My sister and I were like, yeah, you know, they're cool. And we live in Florida, and there used to be a theme park called Cypress Gardens, which is now Legoland, but we had season passes for there. It was, you know, it wasn't anything special, but my parents came one day and they were like, "Hey, you know, those Jonas Brothers, they're going to be playing a show at Cypress Gardens. You guys want to go?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, yeah." Like, Molly and I were like, "Sure, let's go." Turns out she ended up having a camping trip that she had already agreed to go to. So to this day, she is so upset that she she went to camping instead of the Jonas Brothers. But the tickets were completely free with admission. You didn't have to pay anything extra because, again, they were, you know, I mean, they were playing a show at a low scale amusement park, so they weren't huge yet or anything. And I remember I was jamming out to Year 3000, and afterward we tried to get their CD, which I think they only brought a couple copies with them, so they didn't end up having any, which to this day is something that I regret because I've always wanted to get my hands on that album. But so yeah, that started a spiral for me, and that, you know, went home, listened to the album, and I don't know, I think they started uploading YouTube videos not too long after that, which is obviously how I told Brianna, like, you have to watch this video. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm 12, and this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And that literally started it all. Like, when we say we were the ultimate fangirls, we were the ultimate fangirls. Like,
we were cool for it.
That's what we were known for. We had all of our binders were decorated with pictures of them. We had Everyday 14, every Pop Girl, whatever, all those teen magazines. We bought every single issue. Our walls were in ceiling of our rooms were completely covered in posters. It was insane. We had backpacks. We had lunch boxes, I think Samantha, you had a lunch box, right?
Yeah, I still have it.
Brianna and I had these backpacks that, like, we plugged our iPod into that, like, played music from, and we used to walk to the library playing music from our backpacks. Like, it was crazy, and it's just, it completely, I would say, is, I mean, we were friends before then, but it is what completely shaped our friendship and brought us so close. Mm-hmm. And I'm so incredibly thankful for them for doing that, because these are my girls. These are my best friends. So and we give them credit for everything.
Yeah. Like, it's what they took us from, like, just friends to, like, best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's crazy because, like you said, like, we're your best friends. You're like, we're all best friends. And it's been for 12 years. Usually after middle or high school, like, you lose track of your friends. But you two are the only ones that have been there since all I can really remember. I don't really remember elementary school that much, but
yeah,
you guys are the ones from the beginning. And it's just, that's crazy that, like, us three, the weird Jonas Brothers girls from our school are still best friends now, 23, 24, making podcasts about the Jonas Brothers. That's just crazy. Yes.
Oh my gosh, do you guys remember when when we had a Jonas premiere party for their TV show at my house?
Literally, yes. I'm pretty sure I have a picture on my wall somewhere of that.
Framed, so it's like one frame, but it has, like, the pictures and then the little photo album thing your mom gave us that had, like, the Jonas thing.
Yes.
I still have it. It's in my room. That is so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Do you remember? I was telling Samantha today, we were talking about it because she wasn't there, but when you had a party for the Camp Rock premiere and then the premiere right after, oh my God, it's just so funny. We had literal parties at Kylie's house.
Because, you know, you two would come over, and then my older sister also she's 2 years older, so she was in it just as much as we were. And so her two friends, or I think maybe one or two friends, would come over, and we would just have a viewing place for their stuff. And it was just crazy, but the most fun, and wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, no, not at all. It was just the best. I remember, like, we had so many of their shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We each had, like, two or three. Yeah, they're somewhere. Yeah. I mean, they were my first concert. My first three concerts I ever went to were them.
Yeah,
and that's just crazy.
They were the first time I ever, like, traveled for a concert. Cause I remember the day I was getting my hair done. Freaking middle school, I wanted blue tips. I was getting blue tips in my hair.
Yes, I remember.
And was like, oh my God, the Jonas Brothers tickets went on sale for the When You Look Me in the Eyes tour. We have to go. And then she didn't wind up getting a ticket for me.
Oh my God.
We didn't know what we were doing. And so I didn't go to that tour.
Oh my gosh, stop. I did not. I literally feel like I feel horrible. Like, I'm the worst friend in the whole world. No, oh my gosh.
We were so dumb. We didn't know what we're doing. We didn't know how to organize. We were 12. We did not know how to organize it. Like, obviously now, like, when I was buying the concert tickets, like, I just bought them and Samantha just gave me the money for it. But we didn't know that. We didn't know how crap worked. So anyway, so I wanted to go to that tour, but I didn't. I wanted to go to the Burning Up tour in 2008, August 11th, 2008, the day before A Little Bit Longer dropped. And I went to the third night of Madison Square Garden. My dad and my aunt were, like, both on their computers at the same time, trying to get me tickets. And my dad and I went up to New York, and we saw the Jonas Brothers. And it was amazing. And it was the day before they shut down Times Square for their album release. And that is just, yeah. So that's the first time I ever traveled for, like, a celebrity.
So yeah.
It's awesome. It's just talking about them. Like, everything, it brings back so many, like, good, fond memories. And
yeah. I remember when, so the first concert I think I went to of theirs was, I didn't go in middle school, I believe it was freshman year, because I remember it was the week before school started, and Kylie and I, you and I were starting band camp for the first time.
Sunburns,
yes. But yes. I remember we got there, like, to band camp the first day, and my mom had to talk to the band director because I was going to miss, like, a day or a half a day of band camp because I had a Jonas Brothers concert.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness he was like, oh, that's okay. My daughter's going to the same concert. She's missing the same time you are.
I forgot, like, about that. God.
And I remember in high school, I still wore Jonas Brothers shirts, which maybe I shouldn't have because we were 15. But I remember in freshman year, in my biology class, I wore their shirts often. And my teacher literally made fun of me for wearing their shirts. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to support my boys. And I remember in AP Music Theory, our band director was the teacher. And there's this thing we would do where we'd have to hear a song like 80 times, which you just play it for like a long time, like half the class. And we had to decipher, like, the sections of the song. And because his daughter was a fan of the Jonas Brothers, he chose Paranoid from them.
Yes.
And Brianna and I were just so happy the whole time. I was just singing along. I did not care about what we were supposed to be writing down. I was just singing along. It just kept playing and playing and playing. And everyone was just looking at me like it was my fault. And I was like, enjoy it. It's a good song.
Yes. I think... Oh, I love that song. I love that album. Line Signs in Trying Times does not get talked about enough. Like, when it comes to, like, because obviously people talk about, like, A Little Bit Longer and their self-titled album. But Line Signs in Trying Times might be my favorite album from them.
I mean, World War III.
It's very underrated.
Yes.
Yeah. World War III is a freaking bop.
Yes.
Yes.
I was.
They, like, all are bops.
Well, yeah, but that's on the rasp. I was like, ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
The way Nick starts off that song.
Yes.
Yes.
And most of our, like, not most of, but a lot of our inside jokes or just, like, little things we think of come from that time. Like,
mm-hmm.
the videos, like, London or...
Oh, we were,
or, that song where it's... He's supposed to say, how's it going in California? But he says something else. And we were just like, what?
He said London.
Oh, okay.
That's where the
London comes from.
I think the London thing came from, we were watching them, like, a video of them doing something in London. And Nick changed the lyrics to London. But for some reason, we were recording ourselves. Because mm-hmm. we had that part on video of Kylie going, London? I don't know why.
Oh, my, like, God.
We made so many videos. And they were all on my old YouTube account that got deleted.
Oh, my gosh.
But they were.
I would love to, like, see them, but, like, I'm glad they're, like, not on the internet anymore.
Yeah. Remember when you I guess not forced because she was still a fan. She was also a fan, but you made Molly say the opening of Video Girl.
That was my favorite video we ever did. And I 100% think like that is a good video. Like when she pops up, when she pops down with her, like with her, what was she like? Holding like one of the J14 or magazines or something.
Yeah.
OMG. Did you hear? I'm so happy she did that for us. Oh my God. That was such a fun video. We had our Guitar Hero set up as like our guitar. And then we had like the drums from Samantha. I think you're Rock
Band. I had Rock Band. Yeah.
And we like used that as our stuff in my room. Oh my gosh. We even edited it all together. Like,
yeah. For not knowing what the heck we were doing,
it was pretty good.
I remember, like, I don't even remember what I looked like in the video. I just remember Kylie with your super long hair, and you were just
like, there was like a blank face.
You're sitting there with the guitar, looking miserable, but like you're not. Like you're having fun, but you're just like sitting there. And it's just
I think
so
there was
funny.
A reason. Isn't there like a reason that I did that or something? Or was
I think
just...
you were trying to be serious. Like, I think we were all trying to be serious. I just looked, your hair was so long, and it's just, like, it was just so funny.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so to round it out, we want to talk a little bit about what we hope to see from the Jonas Brothers in the future and what we're excited for with the future of the band and what's to come. So, what do you guys hope to see slash what are you excited to see or hear?
I mean, I just hope to see more of this growth that we've seen. Like, obviously, they're all adults now. They're all married. And, you know, they're at different stages in their life. So I love seeing that. I love hearing that. I can't wait to see what they do with touring. Mm-hmm. I feel like they have so many things up their sleeves and, like, how they're going to incorporate their older music and... I know Kevin said he was excited to hear or excited to play Can't Have You. So if that's not on the set list, I'm going to be very blessed because that is also probably top three Jonas Brothers songs for me. Just, I love that song so much. And Shelf 2, they were rehearsing that. And that's another one. There's a video of them rehearsing it. You can hear, like, the chords. So that's not on the set list either. Kevin Jonas, Joe Jonas, and Nick Jonas, I'm going to be very mad at you. if I don't hear that, come November when we see you in Orlando. Hint. as far as that aspect, what I want to hear from them on tour, just how they're going to incorporate old music. And what I want to see for the future, I definitely want to hear Jersey on an album. So, like, if that means a soundtrack to the documentary. Ooh, okay. So I know they released a sound, like, an accompaniment with the documentary, which is just, like, all of the songs that they played. So, like, Please Be Mine. This, that, like, all the songs that were in the documentary, except for Jersey. I know they already released that, but I feel like they might be planning on releasing, like, a soundtrack. And what I hope is on it is, like, Please Be Mine with 2019 vocals. You know? I would love that. Not that they need to revisit old music. Like, I'm not asking them, hey, like, re-record all your old songs and release them. Because... you know, that's not exactly going to show growth, but I would just really like it.
That would be cool to hear. It would be like a full circle, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I love that part in the documentary, too, when they're singing.
Yeah.
As far as what I want to see, I don't even know. Like, I feel like I'm still in shock that they're actually back together and that I'm actually, like, going to be going to a Jonas Brothers concert in the year 2019. So it's kind of like, I don't even know what to expect. I don't know what I want. I just want them to continue being happy and making the music they want to listen to and the music they want to play. And especially, you know, in 2013, like, I was still like, Jonas Brothers. Like, I don't know. I know a lot of people kind of like faded away and were like, oh, like One Direction, Justin Bieber, whatever. which is fine. Obviously, people have new interests. But I was still Jonas Brothers. And they released Pom Pom. And I was like, oh my God, I love this song. Like, I love this new direction that they're going in. And same thing with, like, First Time. I went to their 2013 concert. Like, I was still so into it. And I was so heartbroken when they broke up. But, like, it was so necessary. And, like, I'm glad that, I guess, we all went through that heartbreak together. Because I know they were heartbroken, too. So I feel like I just want to continue seeing them, like, be happy, sound happy, and just live in their best lives. Like, that's what I want to see from the Jonas Brothers in the future, is just continue with this amazing journey that they're on. I know that sounds so cheesy, but oh my God, it's true.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as, like, songs that I might want to hear on tour, I definitely want to hear SOS. And then I really want to hear When You Look Me in the Eyes. I'm just excited they're back together, because now I might have a chance to actually meet them, because I'm the only one out of the three of us who has not met them. So I'm looking forward to the chance of maybe meeting them one day. That's the big goal now that they're actually back together. But same for as what you said, Brianna. I'm just glad that they're just happy. I mean, it's literally in the name of their album, and I'm just happy that they're finally getting to that point. And I just want to see them happy. I don't really know how else to say
it.
But yeah. But yeah, and hopefully meet them.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone wants from this. We don't want them to stress themselves out and push them to the point that they were at before. We want just happiness, yeah. I'm also excited to, like, see their chemistry again, because we hear the music and it's great and all, but it's a studio recording. It's the same exact thing every time. But now we can go on YouTube and look up new videos of the Jonas Brothers performing, and we get to see their chemistry again. We get to see their interactions when they're performing and when they're on stage and stuff. And not gonna lie, so I just moved to Texas and I have nobody here. I'm all alone. So when they announced their tour and everything, I was like, you know, like, I don't want to go to a concert by myself that's hours away because we live in the middle of nowhere and blah, 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 blah. And I, like, had come to terms, was heartbroken, but I'd come to terms with the fact that I wasn't going to go. But I'm not going to lie. This album, after hearing them again and, like, getting back into that, like, place, has definitely made me reconsider. And I know there's probably only nosebleeds left, which is fine. I just want to be there. But I totally might. We'll see. Because they're coming about 3 hours away from here, so we'll see.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But, I mean, there's still – I checked the other day. There's still tickets available, and if I decide to. And nosebleeds, yeah, that's what I'm going to get after the tickets being out for so long. But, no, honestly, like, hearing them again and being back in that place has made me think about it, and I'm excited for the possibility of just that there's a chance that I might end up going is super exciting.
Yeah. I think it'll be totally fine. I think you should do it. Definitely.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing for me is, like, if it comes and goes, I know that I'm going to regret having not gone. I mean, the Jonas Brothers only have a comeback tour once, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to, we just talked about regrets. Like, just do something. If you want to do it, just do it. So I'm sure I will probably end up biting the bullet. And so I guess I could say I'm excited for that. But yeah, overall, we want happiness. We want them to enjoy this again like they did in the beginning and not stress themselves out so much. And I'm super excited for new music, you know?
Yeah.
Their next album, let's go.
Already ready for it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm definitely, like, it's crazy, like, for already thinking about a next album.
I know. One day later.
But, I mean, that's just the power of the Jonas Brothers. Like, they make such good music that we're like, more, more, more.
More, 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 more.
We're like, what movie is that? Is that Finding Nemo? No, that's Mine. Yeah. Mine.
Oh,
Mine.
Yeah.
Mine.
But we're that, but saying more with music. I think that wraps up our episode on the Jonas Brothers and Happiness Begins, and I hope everyone checks out the album Happiness Begins, streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, I believe it's also on YouTube. Go buy the album. Target has a deluxe track on it called First. I don't know if you guys have heard it. I've heard it. It's good. Yeah, just go stream it, buy it. After you listen to this, of course, because I know you're listening to us on Spotify or Anchor. Yeah, go check that out.
Yeah, go stream it.
Yeah, and if you're the Jonas Brothers and you're listening, we love you. So much. If you didn't catch that.
Yeah, just by the way, no big deal. And definitely go watch Chasing Happiness on Amazon Prime. And pre-order their book, Blood, Barnes & Noble, that comes out in November. I'm so excited for that as well. I don't know if we touched on the book much, but yeah. Maybe we'll do another episode when that comes out.
Have a book. Get all the plugs out in there.
So, yeah.
All right.
Definitely. So, Jonas Brothers, we love you. Jonas Brothers fans, we're one of you.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us. Fangirl and geek out for 45 minutes of your day.
Yes, and we post podcasts every Monday and Friday, so definitely catch us next episode.
Check back in a few days. Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.